Streets is done.
Streets is done. Streets is done.
Yeah, yeah. Gang, back in the stool.
Gang, 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 gang.
Yeah,
gang,
gang, back in the stool.
Gang.
Young nigga, win, 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 win.
Bitch.
How can I lose? How can I lose? How can I lose?
Streets are Done podcast. We back in the building. It's Marcus Aries for Aries Online. The boys are here. Ishu, what do we say, niggas? What do we say?
We calm, man. We easy.
We easy. That's sexy. That's sexy.
Man, introduce yourself.
They don't know you, Gary.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. It's your boy, Tanabogana K6 Unicorn, the one and only.
We live.
You gotta say the full name, bro. Go subscribe.
It's your boy Armando here, coming through.
I'm not like what? I don't have a long intro. That's what I have.
Biloma Just, TBKS, that's where you know me from. That's it.
This nigga doing pro.
Yo, what's up? Your boy Motive.
I don't know. Aren't you a DJ?
Don't you
DJ? Mr. Forgiveness.
That's the loudest I've heard Motive speak in my life, bro.
We're at Double Ha, @_MX, every social media thing there. That's all, bro.
The most problematic guy on Twitter.
Generally, I'm not.
Yeah, but you know what we're doing, aren't you? Streets are Done, episode 4. We're going to be talking about hip hop conversations that scare the hoes. But yeah, man. What are you laughing now?
Nah, because it's true.
And it do be like that, but the topic of conversation today is hip hop dead?
It's a lie.
Cap,
it's not dead.
Ever said that in life?
Sounds like there's a bad day.
I mean, I understand where people might be coming from, because right now Amapiano is really doing the most.
Yeah.
But just because someone else is doing better doesn't mean the other person is not doing anything.
But don't you guys think we're a bit biased though? Because we're all hip hop heads.
True.
I feel like we look for music, you know.
I listen to Piano.
Oh, you listen to Piano? Okay, I do. So yeah. I feel like personally, I'm just more inclined to look for more hip hop. But I don't think you have to look for Piano, if that makes sense. Because yeah, it's in your face, you know. I never heard John Wick probably until 2 months after it came out. But that's all you'd see is John Wick. Is it this song? Is it that? I feel like you don't have that in SA hip hop anymore.
To go against that, Ndasi, I've never played that song on my phone. That thing was on every second person's IG story. You know what I'm saying? Like the same way, like you don't have to look for Ndasi, you don't have to look for certain other songs. They're also there, you know what I'm saying? Maybe not as big as Amapiano, but hip hop is still there, like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas don't have to look, but Ndasi will be on someone's story today.
I actually think Piano is pulling away, dude. I mean, you look at like mainstream TV channels like Channel O, Trace. If they were to compile like a top 10 SA hits chart, I think Piano can take probably 6 of those 10 songs.
Also, we have to think of how many people are making Amapiano right now and how many rappers we actually have in SA.
The rappers are making Piano.
But you know what the thing is? I think we always forget South Africa as a market. Anything house will always be on top. It doesn't matter. I personally feel like hip-hop has never been a stage where it's at the top and it's the peak thing. It will always be in the shadows because listeners always want house. From your Grooms to your Deep House to Amapiano, it all kind of just goes into a train. So hip-hop is always below in a sense, but it still holds its own. So I think hip-hop is probably the most consistent out of all the genres, because some of them go up, they go down. Amapiano yet to see that, but I personally feel like hip hop is a dick because it's still very consistent.
Exactly.
Like it's very much a constant, but I look back at the period between like 2014, 2016, I can definitely say hip hop was on top at that time. So I think what people are looking at is that hip hop hasn't churned out as many hits consistently since that point. Now you're getting more hits from Amapiano guys, and even for a while it was like that. Whereas like with hip hop now, it's hits every once in a while like that. One big song, because like we saw Black Diamond like dominate last year, right?
But like also with Amapiano, I feel like it's more of a single based market more than albums and all that shit. With hip hop, you're trying to listen to an album, whatever. But with Amapiano, you hear one song at TFC or whatever, and then if it's fire, you're gonna bump it every time, you're gonna know it, you know, whatever. With like hip hop, you have to go listen to the albums, listen to the sad music. But Amapiano is just for the happy time when you're trying to go out, trying to groove, trying to entertain the hoes.
My thing is with Piano, it's easier for the underdogs to come up, it's easier for people to go from the bottom to the top. Like real quick, we had Dali Wonga just pull up, he went straight to the top.
Said chill
straight to the top. With hip hop, it's a bit different. Most South Africans consume music through social media and TV, so they only know your AKAs, your Caspers. So now they are bound to think that it's dead because the top dogs are not dropping. So it's like now it's the underdogs that are dropping. It's like the Souls, your Doshis. Like, so it's harder for people to get into that train of hip hop when they don't know the people who are currently dropping. So that's that's why they would assume it's dead.
Yeah, you see what Bilo was saying? That's what I came into this chat with, because I was even watching Ricky's podcast. They also touched on it a little bit. Is hip hop dead or what? He was like, dog, hip hop has never been on top. There was never hip hop number one. Even when they were breaking through, they were fighting against Kwaito. Like, even when, let's take it back to the 90s when POC, People of the Cape, Wada Wada came out, when hip hop in SA started, they were fighting Kwaito. Then they got some traction. They were touring. Like, niggas was touring overseas. When Stogie came in, he was touring overseas. But here, he was never number one.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Even going back to when hip hop was at its peak, WHP's era, for me, that was the peak. That was where hip hop was the most. And even then, it wasn't. Big Nas, Umlilo was passing everywhere around the same time. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
But niggas can't say WHP's era was dead. It was very big. Boss Hoggy Man, everything was there. But it was never number one. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, compared to how it's been running, hip hop is still there. It's still the number two. It's not like R&B has taken over the hip hop slot or electro.
It hasn't dropped,
You get what I'm saying?
All, yeah.
House music, whatever, as you said, it changes over time. Piano, boom. House will always stay number one. And hip hop will always be that number two that's also here. You get what I'm saying? Because niggas will go to the club, maybe you'll say 5 hours of piano or 4 hours. But there will be that 1 hour set of hip hop.
Yeah.
There won't be a party without that set.
Like, even festivals, no matter where you go, you're always going to get hip hop in some capacity.
Where's but even in that 1 hour set, guys, how much of that is SA?
SA hip hop, I agree with Marcus. I think the hip hop is number two, but the gap is a lot larger. And if you're not a hip hop head, I think a big thing for it is what's thrown at you. Like, because if you go to the club, you're hearing piano, you know. And if you're not at the club for the whole night, you're gonna go in and leave without hearing anything else. You're gonna hear piano, you know. You go to festivals, it's piano. Radio, everywhere you go, piano's thrown at you. Even through tweets, like I said, there's certain songs I didn't even know, but you can already see, okay, I'm gathering here, this is piano, you know. With SA hip hop, you don't actively search for it now. You're not gonna find it, you know, if it's not like beef or something. And the last beef we had was what, Molly and Hash or something like that. I don't know if it was beef, but you know, it was the last thing that was had people actively, okay, you know, we're on this, let's see what's happening. And that was last year. Since then, I don't know if there's anything that's actively in your face that you can't run away from for SA hip hop. Maybe Blackie, Blackie.
When it comes to hip hop hits in South Africa, I've realized a lot of the ones that actually do break out have elements of all those other things. You see Blackie, now you'll take Sega, it has that Amapia, that's why it's probably one of the biggest songs. Or you'll take
K.O.
You'll take K.O. There's Kwaito there, those aspects in it. So I feel as though hip hop has never been on top. That's just the nature of our audience.
Chat,
right,
I would say, but they're not next to South African hip hop, you get what I'm saying? Like, you can't expect us to fully take the sound trap, the instrumentals of there and bring it here. We have to like implement our Kwaito, because niggas was raised on that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what makes it SA hip hop, you know what
but
I'm saying?
Is it more trying to make it SA hip hop or trying to sort of appeal to that other side?
I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
It's a bit of both.
Like with Blackie, he said he's always wanted to like infuse a Kwaito song and still like make it hip hop. But with Ricky, he said he saw Amapiano was doing Amaza.
Yeah.
He actively said, let me take what's doing Amaza right now and throw in hip hop, and then he came out with so it's different for different people.
Yeah, I think you can't run away from the fact that piano is number one. People need to eat, people want to be on top as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think naturally that's what you see. The big hip hop acts you at least maybe would lean on. They're leaning on piano too, you know.
Yeah,
so then who do you really lean on, you know?
But I do think like South Africa's a lot bigger than you and your friends, you know what I mean? Like, because you and your friends like hip hop, bro, there's 50 something million people in this country.
Yeah.
Outside of Casper and AKA, a lot of them don't care about hip hop, you know what I mean?
Mm.
What is Ukhozi FM playing? The biggest radio station in the country, they're not playing hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're playing house. So, like, you're fighting a different fight, bro. When you're fighting with house, that's the genre of the country.
So it's like, is it dead? How it's always been.
Yeah,
it's not what it used to be.
I agree
with Hop. It's not what it used to be.
It's not what it used to be. There's like eras, the WHP era, like that AKA levels era for me, like that's peak, you know, for me. If
I blues.
Yeah, like whether you want, that's the era where you couldn't run away from hip hop. You couldn't, you know.
Like right now, we're starting to feel like a cult almost. You know what I mean?
That's a big fact. That's why I started it by saying we're hip hop heads. They're all maybe in the middle, but we're hip hop heads. We're gonna fight for it, but we actively look for it. You know, which makes a massive difference.
I actually want to go back to like a point Bilo made about hype. You know, Blackie's album, for example, how it had Sega. I was actually having a conversation with someone the other day, and they mentioned how when you look at Amapiano and House and Kwaito, for example, right, they actually do take elements of hip hop and use them. Because like Focalistic, for example, he's rapping on Amapiano.
Yeah.
Like Grease Marquis, they rapping.
Yeah,
But it's just like, does that still count as SA hip hop in a sense?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think
like rapping, like talking over a beat doesn't count as hip hop. Hip hop is more.
Like if we're gonna take it back, like Kwaito then basically is also rapping.
Those guys are also rapping.
Was speaking very fast, if you get what I'm saying. That's what rap is. making it rhyme and shit. And then Riz Madlisa, those niggas said we grew up on Kwaito. You know what I'm saying? So now if you want to take it back, I guess, but like,
so it's, I think like hip-hop is the, now also. It's all those things coming together, the speaking over the beat and the actual beat, you know. Yeah.
I think SA hip hop artists themselves feel like I'm not gonna make it if I do like SA hip hop, you know. Yeah, like, I mean, like with Foka, Foka's a rapper, that's what he is, you know. Foka came up as rap and he blew with piano. If you blow with piano, if you blow with a specific sound,
you're gonna have to run with it,
you know.
Do you think he was gonna get as big as he
not a chance. I think he knows that as well. Like, after he blew, because Foka was grinding, it's not like, you know, I think Foka's probably one of the hardest working people I've actively seen, you know. I think him himself saw, like, I'm not gonna get his
plaza.
Yeah, bro, he's up top, bro. He's my year, you know what I mean? You'd see this guy, he's following people. Like, he do, I feel like Foka would actively do that traditional hip hop grind, you know, like go to studio, I'm following people, DMing, hey. I feel like with piano, you don't even have to do that. How many times have you seen a video or someone's at Groove Oaks, what's the name of the song? Someone knows it.
That's another thing. With SA, we consume a lot of dance music over everything. We just want to hear something that's going to make us dance. We're always going out. So dance music is always going to be better in SA, in a sense.
Yeah.
So like when you come to Aries and shit, Aries dropped one of the best projects I've ever had this year.
Yeah.
Obviously, you won't do as much numbers as Riz Madlisa and them do. Why? Because they're making dance music.
What's it saying? Like, it's increasingly becoming so polarized, dude. Like, there's no in between, dude. Like, sort of like, who's an example? Someone like a Smino, right? Mm-hmm. A Smino, like an Absol. It's either you know all this niggas' lyrics or you don't know.
No, nothing. Or you don't know anything.
And that's what SA Hip Hop is like right now. It's either you're in it and you know who these cats are, or you're not.
Yeah.
And piano has that middle ground.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have John Wick on my phone, but I promise I can sing along to it if it plays, dude. I've never heard the full song fully.
Me too.
But just from like the club and stories, I can piece it together.
But you see, I think that means the media to some extent is doing a disservice to hip hop. If that's how Amapiano is being so consumed so easily.
I think
if the media were to push hip hop in our faces like that as constant, we'd also know.
The thing is it the media or is it the consumers?
Yeah. I agree. That's what I was gonna say. Consumer.
I feel like media just push what's hot, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's their job.
Like a nigga, that's like, their job. You see, Blanky, he's on radio and stuff because he's hot.
He's hot, bro.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So a radio station has 4 or 5 shows a day. Blanky was that one show. The other days,
but you know what my thing is, the reason why I say this is because people consume American hip hop way more than South African hip hop, and that's not even pushed in our faces as much, I'd say personally.
It's easier to get American hip hop than it is South African hip hop. Again, it's also like
not anymore. I don't think anymore.
You can open Apple Music.
Maybe back before Apple Music and Spotify. Yeah, sure, I can agree with that because you'd probably only find it on Fagaz or whatever. But like now it's literally when you go onto your browse page,
you even have like huge playlists.
Yeah, when you'll find South African artists. So now it's like
you consume music on radio and TV still in SA.
Yeah.
No matter how niggas can say social media, Instagram. A lot of people don't have smartphones. You know what I'm saying? On Instagram, so it's TV and radio. With piano, you get crazy backing, there's a lot of money, you get gang shows, so you can make a music video. If you want to be on TV, you have to make a good video, submit it to Trace. If you want to be on radio, you have to register with Samra and stuff. Those things cost money, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's as accessible on like iTunes and Spotify and stuff, but to get on radio, get on TV, then there's also the chance like payola, you get what I'm saying? So, like, if you sit at home now and you just watch Trace Urban Hit That, of course, there's going to be a lot more American guys because so, like, they already have the video, the song, Wada Wada, Sony Universal, or whoever here in SA just plugs it to those places. Whereas with the hip hop guy, you have to do it yourself. Like Blanky's still independent. He got the video done for himself, had to pay people, get it registered with Samra and everything, and then I put it there, you know what I'm saying? So that's why like there's more of a grind to get it on TV and radio, which is what most people consume. Whereas with American hip hop, like it's there. TV stations, radios, even Tux FM, bro. How many times are Universal sending American guys, you get what I'm saying?
And it's a tough one, bro, because now you don't know whether to fall into doing piano and rap like mix. Because you'll never out Drake. Like if you're trying to rap like that, you'll never out Drake, you know. You'll never out take off, you know what I mean? So it's a tough one. But then I think piano also has an advantage in that language doesn't count with piano. I would never listen to a Zulu rap. I don't know
what you're saying. But
piano. You listen to a Zulu piano song.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, but it's like, piano has that advantage in that they're not looking at provinces, they're not looking at whatever, they just drop it.
What about this as well? Like, I feel like in piano, there's that thing of wanting to get that next big artist, you know? Like you were saying, like, artists are always introduced in piano.
Yeah.
Like, at a crazy, like, rapid rate. But in hip-hop, it's not, you know? It's your most 10 known that's it, you know?
Yeah, like that.
There's like, how many Blackies are there a year? A year, not even like 6 months or a year. Blackie is Lucas Raps after that.
But do you think there's an onus on Casper and like the big dogs now to put these guys on? Or
it's 50-50. Like in life, no one owes you.
Because Casper puts people, those guys, like,
you. Yeah, those people, that's my point. They plug them, but I've always had that in my ear chat from people or up and coming rappers that it's not that easy to get in because these guys don't make it as easy. They're not as welcoming, you know? Yeah. They're more of like, he's going to push me off my pedestal. I'm going to go down, you know? There's no that we can coexist type thing, you know?
Yeah, so exactly. Like, because on one hand, people don't owe you anything,
né? Yeah.
But then, because like genuinely, Ajo, me, if I came up, I did it on my own, I don't owe no one anything.
Mm. Yeah.
But on the other end, what are you doing it for? Are you doing it to build hip hop or build you as yourself as a rapper? Because if you want to build the culture, then dog, you have to put people on. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like with Kabza and Horisa, like they do it bigger. It's not just for them. Like they love hundreds, piano. Every album, there was new names because they want to build the genre.
And whereas with hip hop, they even featured Trezor. That
Trezor.
Trezor was like, whoa, damn. They literally just
want to build the culture. Mm. So that thing. To keep it alive, niggas have to build, you know?
And hip hop then doesn't do that, I think. Bar Ricky.
Yeah.
I don't know who else.
And then, any top dog.
Yeah, and then, and then also the thing is with hip hop, you know, we have a very like this type vibe. So now, when Ricky does that, people are like, nah, you're kissing ass, dog. Ricky's trying to stay relevant.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, Hybo, am I staying relevant or am I helping people move on? You know what I'm saying?
So it's a problem amongst like the fans and the artists.
Yeah, I think so.
Stogie T. During lockdown, he did it heavy with that stuff, right?
Yeah, okay.
And that shit was trending.
Yeah.
Every Friday.
You know what I mean?
Like, even shows like The Hustle helped it as well.
Yeah, I love that thing, bro.
Like, so many, we can pinpoint like 5 people from there now that are currently in the game.
Whether they want or not.
So like, and the fact that we don't have that anymore, I don't know where like that break is coming where people just don't want to push or don't want
to. Doesn't that just go back to like what we were saying about how the media then doesn't want to back hip hop?
That's what I think, yeah.
Yeah, but then there's no like piano show also now. Like the piano talent show.
Yeah, but there's no need because of the way that it's everywhere already. There's no, you know what I mean? So
would it be fair to say like hip hop is a niche then? Like SA hip hop is a niche in its own country?
I think it's becoming it.
It's becoming.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Like. Now, I think like now you need to start having hip hop festivals now, stuff like that.
More like Punfest again.
Yeah,
you need to have them again. Like
obviously, like now it's not.
Like now they must be strictly hip hop festivals. If you want to bring this thing alive, I think maybe that's
the question is, will they get people to go?
Back
when hip hop was still hip hop.
Agreed.
Well, you're saying like bringing back to,
Back to the City was like when 2017
2019 it was big. I remember Ricky brought out Big Hash for the first time, crowd went crazy. It was still big, one of the biggest festivals in Africa. Then COVID stopped it, so it's been big every year.
The COVID kind of just put like a delay on hip hop, and like now hip hop mostly has to rely on, you know, social media in terms of like getting rappers out there. You don't really see them trend, but it's like they do well on social
on socials.
It seems like there's no come up stage in piano. It always seems like you're nothing, then you're something. There's no like.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just don't look for the come up.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like us, we follow Botato, Dushi, Miles, or Warawara. I'm sure Boris, the piano heads, follow their come up.
Maybe. That's a fair point.
Do you think you decline faster than piano?
I think you decline faster than piano.
Yeah, same.
Because there's more people who rise in piano.
Yeah. I think in hip hop, once you make it, you're there.
Once you make it properly,
not like one banger song and then
once you make it at the top, you stay.
Unless your name is
iPhone. If you can sell gold with a hip hop thing, you're nice. But how many people are so gold? See, not a lot. Whereas gang people can sell gold.
Piano, bro, you can make a lot.
Gens can sell gold. And then next year they're not hot.
Also, I feel like hip hop in SA has gotten to a point where the niggas that were at the top like phased out, like AKA Questa, Casper. Casper moves to Amapiano. But Questa dropped an album, it didn't do really well.
Yeah.
I feel like all those guys are getting really old, and now we just need new people to blow up. But at this point in time, it's really hard, like you've been saying. But for people to blow up,
I feel like we've been needing people to go in, you know. Yeah. Like I don't understand that. There's almost like no conveyor. Those are the same people we were talking about 5-6 years ago as well, you know. Okay, we need new blood.
But I think we've reached that point where there's like a culture shift now, especially like when we're looking at guys like Blackie and Lucas Raps. Like Blackie just touched a million, one big time slapper.
Yeah.
Like I think we might see more of that as things go along, like more guys blow up. Because like even Costa last year. He did well in a sense because he was kind of at one point the biggest rapper in SA.
Yeah.
Which
point was this, guys?
Galaga to the remix.
That was hot, dog.
That was, yeah.
We just got joined by Jason.
Came late, man.
The faithful Congolese man.
But never late is better. They say time is man.
SA hip hop, brother. Let me ask this though, what do you guys think is to be done then for SA Hip Hop to have like a revival?
Niggas need to work together.
Yeah. Shows, man.
Okay, but not now, I mean like now. Because.
Yeah, we can't speak hypothetical. Yeah,
so you guys are saying SA Hip Hop is dead?
No, it's not the same.
It was never number one fully, because there was always Gromy, there was always house music, but it was always a strong number two. Then Quap said that number two gap is like opening.
It's stretching, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was never like a whole year hip hop was number one on the charts.
Okay, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
Because you know, you're right. Like, what needs to happen, right? Because you look at niggas. Niggas are doing everything to the book, bro. They're releasing music, they have rollout plans, they're consistent. What more should a nigga do, bro?
Especially collaboration. That's what it is.
And you can literally take that from like the R&B scene right now. All of them are collaborating with each other basically. And that's why the growth of it is so rapid, as you can see right now.
Yeah, and literally like Scorpion Kings, they blew up because of basically other people. There was never an album where it's just Cubs and Porisa. Mm.
Mm.
They blew up because they were putting gang people on their albums.
Yeah.
And then also, I don't know why like hip hop heads don't see that. It's like, they like Boma AKA. Like, I remember there was a time AKA was like, nah, I don't owe you nothing, I came up alone, and rightfully so, but also think about it, like, let's say, if you want to be entitled, let's say AKA co-signed Blackie, now he could have that thing of, yeah, I brought him, if you want to make it a thing about yourself, at the same time, growing hip-hop, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. At the same time, with collaboration and shit, when I say hip-hop was speaking, AKA was dropping Baddest, all that shit, and he had like collabs. Five niggas on songs, that helped.
But not like...
It wasn't new people, though.
It wasn't new niggas.
It was his boys.
It felt like new people. Because like you look, the Bad remix, it had like a whole lot of female rappers who some people weren't introduced to at the time.
Nah, but with that point, look at Jazzy Q. He always has like the same five people on a song, bro. Like Mpura or whatever, all those niggas. On the same song, it's always those six niggas, five niggas.
But you're saying it like Jazzy has been running for years. Like literally, he can't put on 20 niggas in a year. You get what I'm saying? AKA had his run and just chilled with his boys.
But you know what? Back in AKA's days, like the stamp of approval was making it on TV. If you could get your song on Trace, you're done. Feel like your work is done from there. Because then it will work as we're on the top 10 or whatnot. But right now, you can be on Trace and niggas still don't know who you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the thing is, you'll be on Trace at 2 in the morning.
But that's the thing, bro. If you watch TV and you see the hip-hop songs they put on TV...
It's cock.
They're still putting Karakara,
bro. Yeah.
It's not the songs we're listening to, bro.
Yeah.
It's not the songs that are the hottest out there, whatever. They just put songs.
Actually, I may slightly agree with you that part of it is media as well. Because I'm thinking, when we... Are we allowed to say... When we used to work in radio, I know for myself, I made it a point where I thought about this the other day, like, it's 52 weeks, we probably work 50 weeks for the hip-hop show that we're having. The goal was to have a guest every week. Can't have Shane, Aries, Nasty every week, you know? I don't even have that reach. If I get them, bonus. So I made an active point that I'm not listening to those guys all the time. I'm listening to, say, a J Clue or a Hash at the time or whatever. So I actively made it a point that, bruh, these are the people we're listening to. These are the people I know all of you men are listening to. Why aren't they the ones on radio? So that was my goal, like, okay, I'm gonna put those people on, you know. Those are the people you need to be. And a lot of those guys, that was their first interviews, you know.
Like, Reese doesn't need radio, dude. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Those niggas don't need
radio. But for a lot of those guys, maybe they do, you know what I mean? Like your, like I'm saying, like your Clue, your Hash, or whatever, you know. For a lot of them, that was their first introduction into, I guess, greater media, you know.
Yeah.
And you don't think it, no other media, I doubt, are doing as much.
So maybe it needs someone to actually do that as well, you know. Because I don't listen to the other hip-hop shows on other stations. But, like, from the glimpses you get, you don't really see them doing that, you know. If you're not already on top.
And then they'll put someone who's not a hip-hop head on a hip-hop show.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But then you also, you look at like rapping, bro, like hardcore rapping is not palatable as well. Like, I mean, you'll take, maybe from your experience, you'll take these niggas who you feel like they're hard, you'll take them to the programming director and you're like, girl, can you put this song on radio?
Yeah.
And he's just like, nah.
Nah, that's how you must do it.
And he's like, nah, you know what I mean? Because they don't eat it like that, you know what I mean?
platforms like Aries Online, bro. For real, that stuff helps, you know? That stuff really helps. I think that's also why you see people so open to collaborating, like your Tattoo Souls and stuff. Because for them, it's like, okay, cool, people are also backing us. You know, I feel like they also feel like we don't have that backing.
So then probably as consumers, then it also like falls on the consumer basically to help build the platforms along with like the artists as well then.
Because it's probably disheartening as an artist to see niggas who are rapping their asses off not get any recognition at all.
Yeah, 100%.
Now you sort of feel like you're forced into this corner where you have to do this piano, hip-hop thing.
To make it, bro.
Yeah, you have to make it.
You have to eat, bro, as well.
Who cares if your niggas listen to you? Your niggas aren't going to feed you. You know what I mean? So you have to...
I think at the end, like, it's all just stay true, dog. All good things come to those who stay true. Like, especially, like, if you want to, like, do different sounds, it must be true to you. Cause like there's gang hip hop gents who've touched piano, ne? That we've heard and the song was whack. But with Folka, it comes off like natural, like it's true to him. You get what I'm saying? And even when he's on that piano beat or rap beat, it's true to him also. So when you also try like cater for other people, as long as if you're true to you, it'll come through. You get what I'm saying? Because then if you have like 10, 15 songs in an album, Joe, you can rap your ass off on the other five, you'll get your chance to rap your ass off on your album. But you know, when you want the hits, you infuse piano or whatever, just stay true to you, you'll be nice, bro.
Okay. Maybe that's the way to approach it now, you know, drop those piano tracks first and sort of force niggas into your album.
I don't know about that.
You can make the mistake of becoming I'm a piano artist. Then.
Or then they know you as a piano artist.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then suddenly the fan base you built of I'm a piano, they don't like what you do.
They won't like the rap shit. Yeah. And the rap niggas don't know about it.
Yeah.
But like if you look back to most SA hip hop albums, there's always some Afro beats or some house infused songs from like Casper's first albums.
Yeah.
Your Questa, your Ricky, whatever. There's always Afro beats or something else that's incorporated into the albums. It's never just purely hip hop.
So do you niggas say rapping is outdated? Like you just going on a beat and rapping?
Nah, I don't think it is, because when I wanted to look at like the global scale of hip hop, like I can still say hip hop is probably the number one genre in the world.
Agreed.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That is a fair.
It's still in the world, so it brings me to like I think hip hop at some point in time can be a number one in SA again. I don't think it'll sustain that, but it can be a number one.
For a period of time.
Like Culture Vulture 25K, he was rapping his ass off. And that was the number one song for that time. Rapping your ass off is still nice, but you know it has to come through Jiggy. But at least if you wanna rap your ass off, the beats must be nice. You know what I'm saying?
They still connect, bro.
Kind of a heavy beats. Heavy.
He raps the ass off on Culture Vulture, but then he also goes on to the tune Snow Deep Tamati.
Exactly. And like even when you look at like hip hop overseas, Kendrick never blew up from Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst. That's swimming pool, but the Jiggy songs were there on the charts. And then he put the deep songs in his album for niggas when they go to the album.
If you rap your ass off, maybe if you do it in the night, you can blow up.
Niggas, we don't want to force niggas to, again, like, not be true to themselves. If you rap in English, like, it's okay, rap in English.
Yeah.
You know, just maybe, like, find that particular sound that's gonna put you on.
Like with Tato Soul, he rapped his ass off the most on like Pelly Politics and Fans. At 10K, the song is blowing up because it's more jig. Not to say he wasn't rapping, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you know, Tato Soul is so crazy because, I mean, that's Pitori, dude. That's literally just not even the whole of Pretoria. That's a part of Pretoria.
Yeah. You see, and he's rapping his ass off in Venet.
And that's blowing up. You're like, yo. This is something like this nigga's got something.
It's so spiritually, bro. It's an authentic sound. So obviously, people will eat it up.
Also, this is an essay, bro. You chill with Hans, you play hip hop.
I don't know if you guys spoke about it already. Like in the club, you always hear I'm a piano set.
You have
one hip hop set.
It's like one hour.
And there's American music.
But even then, like,
all I do is win.
Before,
it's 2021, bro.
Gents, change your USBs, bro. That's what I'm saying. You know yourselves.
Are you trying to add me?
Change your USBs, bro.
We need more hip hop as well.
Music drops every week.
And I think, yeah, it's also attributed, as much as you said media, it's also attributed to DJs as well.
That's
the thing, why aren't you?
Major League does not play hip hop anymore.
No, like, but the thing is, not even Major League, because Major League's doing Amapiano right now. But like, I remember as soon as Mdase dropped, it took me going to a hip hop thing in Joburg to actually hear Mdase playing. There was no DJ playing Mdase at any club. Yeah, in a hip hop set. There was no, I didn't hear Mdase once.
And
that was the biggest
hip-hop
song.
DJs, you know.
So now you can't tell me that you as a hip-hop DJ here, you're not playing, you're not following what's happening and playing what's on top.
Yeah, you're a hip-hop DJ.
Yeah, as a hip-hop DJ.
So like, as you were saying now, groove starts at 6 or 7, 6 until like 10.
Yeah.
5 hours is Amapiano. There's that 1 hour that you have to play hip-hop. Are you gonna play a song that nobody knows?
But I mean, like, Mdase was the biggest song in South Africa. Like, you know what I mean? And that's
with time, it makes sense. But at some point, also, it doesn't make sense for me to make money. I have to play something that's gonna, in that 5-6 hours, that one hip hop DJ, I'm trying to be that nigga every time.
Mm.
So I'm gonna play something that whoever owns the club or whatever is gonna fuck with. At the same time, but I also hear the chat. I do play new music.
Oh, of course, we know Lamoto. We know you. This wasn't about Lamoto. The other niggas, those ones playing all I do is win, bro. We know yourself.
But then, with what Motive said, man, I was listening to Trevor Noah, man. We don't want to call HR. But with what Motive said, I was listening to some Trevor Noah thing, and Trevor Noah's like, you know, back in his days, the point of DJs was to put niggas on.
Yeah.
Damn.
So you weren't, he didn't see a point in going to play a set and you coming to listen to the song you listen to on the car right here.
He's
supposed to come there and hear new shit, hearing new mixes, hearing new artists, but now it sort of feels like you're just being fed the songs on my playlist.
It's
like crowd control, like if you don't play what you want to, we'll boo you off.
And the only way to break that, I feel like, is for hip hop guys to have their own shit, because Motive will never risk it, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe you will, but I'm saying it's hard for niggas to risk it, bro.
Risk their bread, man.
So
maybe it depends on like which place they are as a DJ. So if you're now this popping DJ in the industry, maybe it's now your job to like play.
Even then, it's risky. I feel like you have to be DJing in a place where they're welcoming new stuff, and you know that if the crowd doesn't receive it, you still have your job.
But let's dab the people who do, like Motive, like Venom.
But you see, what pisses me off about that is that if you go and it's an Amapiano set, let's say, okay, obviously it's the 5 hour to one, but if it's an Amapiano set and they play a new song that nobody knows, there's no I'll boo you off of stage. People will listen to that song, they'll consume it for 3 minutes, finish. Even when it was Gorm, they'll listen to that new song, finish.
You can dance.
But yeah, there's but I mean, if you take years, you can trap out. Obviously, there's no specific move.
Yeah.
But like, you can trap out to that. If no one knows it and I play it, you're telling me everyone's going to boo me off stage because they don't know it.
But you know what? I'm a piano. If you mix it well, it sounds like one long album, dude. Hip-hop, within hip-hop, you can change the mood like this, dude, with just two different hip-hop songs.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to... Yeah. I'm a piano, bro, you could slide in a song nobody knows, and I wouldn't notice, personally.
Yeah.
I wouldn't notice.
But even with the whole thing of, like, hey, this motherfucker, even back in the day, it was like that. Like, you see, it just goes back to that thing of hip-hop was never number one. Like, even what... I remember my mom was busy saying, hey, the way you dress these days. We used to call him a punk.
Yo-yo.
before his nigga, yo-yo, like my punk, like, because niggas were into punk shit.
Punk rock.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they're always, like, clowning hip-hop niggas or niggas who dress different or listen to different music, because you'll never be number one. If you're not dressed like a Kwaito rapper or singing Kwaito lyrics, you're always going to get clowned, you know what I'm saying? Because you'll always be number two.
But being a hip-hop DJ is tricky, bro. Like, you be playing music that nobody knows, and then the hand just counts. Hey, Kupela House, whatever.
Yo, they'll tap you on your shoulder. They'll tap me there.
They'll tap you 10 minutes into your set.
She walked in. She wanted to walk in with John Wick now.
Bro.
Do you feel like that's why they give you guys sets, like, early in the day?
Guys, remember, also in Pretoria, Amapiano's a Pretoria thing. So, I mean, if we go Joburg or go KZN, it will be Chrome.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like in Cape Town.
I'll tell you straight.
Even in the Ubers, dog.
What's it like in Cape Town?
Has more hip hop.
Cape Town is Chrome as well. Cape Town, the Western Cape, they have their own kind of Chrome as well. Yeah.
None of Western Cape gets weird, bro. Like, them clubs play some weird stuff. Like Mexican music in there.
I hear you. Maybe Joburg, I think.
Joburg
is hip hop, definitely.
Yeah, that's where it was birthed. I mean, okay. That's where it blew up.
And it's still big there. Okay, and then I want us to look at like Casper quick, because you see how he dropped his hip hop album last year, and then now he's moving on to Amapiano. Do you think it's gonna do better than his album last year? Because we said like Amapiano is the bigger genre.
Definitely. Yeah, it's, I don't think so. Currently it's doing better.
He said.
Allegedly, he said.
Your rival, my
boy. Your rival. Scoop didn't tell us.
Allegedly, yeah.
He said.
Sprinkle that there. But.
That album went platinum in one day. Like, literally, the day it dropped. The day of Mbombela.
It was bundled, that's why.
Yeah, so he said it was platinum. I don't trust him personally.
Oh, but. So, what bundling is. A lot of artists do it. They bundle like their merch. Music with certain things, like merch or tickets. So that's why it counts as a sale. So let's say, like, who did? I remember it was Travis Scott and Nicki Minaj, right?
Nicki.
Was it Travis? Who had the bundle?
Travis.
Yeah, Travis had a bundle. Now, if you buy his merch, that counts as an album sale. So me, I was already streaming Astroworld. Now I want the Astroworld T-shirt. You understand? Like, it's sales on top of sales.
Yeah.
So that's why he went number one. So. Casper did the same thing, he bundled it, that's why I don't plan it. Just to clarify how
Casper's been doing that with most of the albums.
That's what he's been doing. But if it's pure sales, it will definitely do, like Piano will definitely do better.
Yeah. Because from that one song, I feel like he's doing
again. With that one song, sorry.
Yeah, Tandana. Oh my boy, that's all.
Again, I haven't heard the song. That's all I saw on the TL. Oh, this song would have been better without Casper. Yeah. That's all.
It's like, bigger than his previous album already.
I haven't heard the song, but it's in your face. You know?
That's why we rap for like a minute.
30 seconds! No, 30 seconds!
People need to dab Casper because he was busy saying, people are busy. You know how people do that?
No, let's be honest, people hate Casper.
Then they were saying the song would have sounded better without him. He's like, I wrote that. You know, he wrote it and then he said sing because he can hear. He produced the song. He got the vocals, he wrote that hook. He just can't sing. So people must also dab him because now people are like, yo, that song's better without Casper. Without Casper, the lyrics wouldn't be there.
People wanted to break down his lyrics on that song because apparently they don't make sense.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's piano. Piano lyrics don't make sense. It's a piano song.
It's a piano song, boy. You gotta...
Like, it doesn't really matter.
But also, though, I don't fully like what Casper is doing, bro. Hip hop needs him the most right now. I know niggas hate on him, he said, but when we needed him the most,
but it's because of the hate that he gets, though.
Yeah, like, I think so.
Hip hop consume at the end of the day doesn't show Casper enough love. You see, so it's hard for him to like reciprocate that.
But even when they were showing him love, though,
niggas aren't showing Casper love.
But he has a cult following as well, so he's telling
me niggas show him love. He just doesn't appreciate the love he gets.
Yeah, he focuses on the negative.
You can't say Casper's underrated.
He's not underrated, no. But like, also, he's just the big baby. That's also
like, he's just, like, the same
thing. But that's the thing with Casper, I feel as well. It's either you're there or you're there, bro.
Mm-hmm. But you see, that's
like,
what
niggas love him, like, they.
Yeah, but I've always said that thing. It feels unfair now to your fans, bro. Joe, there's people who will stand in the rain, buy your ticket, and you're gonna say you don't show me love. Me, I also don't like that thing, bro. Cause like it's so like Joe, like even like with me, let me say, if I get 100 comments on a video, there'll be one negative. And it's the equivalent with Casper, like Joe. If you just go to his TL, his comments, it's love. Then there'll be one negative. He'll reply to that one. Reply to the people who support you. Though.
I remember you just sold out. I think if FMB or Moses might be there. I didn't know the bunch of haters. Like, no one's showing me love. You just put out a stage.
Exactly.
What you want to say? Nobody loves you.
Like you now, you're actively choosing to follow on the head, and I feel like that's also like it's like a F you to your consumer.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Jomi, I paid my ticket. I come see you all the time. And you say I don't show you love. If we put this into like family dynamics, man. There's one kid who crafts, who does everything, washes the dishes, does his schoolwork. Like, nah, you're useless. You're this one. He's the star. I'm like, Joe, show me love. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, show your kids you appreciate them. Show your fans you appreciate them. Because then, now when, if you keep saying, yo, they don't show me love, they'll stop then. Yeah. Then you'll see that niggas
will
show
that
you love.
Don't have love.
So that's definitely like a lesson towards other hip hop artists.
Yeah.
To like reciprocate the love they get. Don't focus on the hate.
And I guess even though it'll be marginally more, like, let's say Casper gets Because let's say, like, you see, like, let's say I have 100 comments, one is negative. Casper will have 1,000 comments, 100 are negative. Like, of course, it's more than one person. But still, like, the ratio still doesn't compare. You get the love.
And you're meant to work even in despite of that hatred getting. Or when niggas aren't showing love. Like, Casper, I mean, what's happening to him now is not people not showing love. People not showing love is like that show Costa had where there were like 10 people there. Remember that video where he's one day there's going to be 20,000 people. Yeah, and look at him now, you know what I mean? So, and also as an artist, I feel like don't take things to your chest, dude. Like, the game, you're an entertainer. The stuff you do is literally at the mercy of other people.
Yeah.
You became big because people thought your stuff is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can't take bad insults, Gachester, dude. No.
Yeah.
No.
Even though we're human at the end of the day,
yeah.
I get like negative comments can get to you, but just look at the ratio, you'll forget.
Or maybe get a PR team so you don't have to look at that stuff.
Yeah. Because then niggas who hate don't ever come up to you in person and hate.
Yeah.
They don't say, Ajo, you suck. Then the niggas who will come up to you will show you love. So, like, even if you don't look at your socials, you'll just see, Ajo, 10 people recognize me today.
Yeah.
It's all love. Where's the haters in real life?
They're not there, dude.
Mm. Exactly.
So then, in closing, like, I want to ask you guys, because now we've established SA hip-hop definitely isn't dead, but do you guys ever think, like, it'll get to that point again?
Yeah,
and with the new way?
Yeah. I think it's just a matter of, like,
a
cycle, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with things, everything has its peak, its downfall, its rebrand or whatever. Peak, downfall, rebrand.
Mm-hmm. And I think because of...
You see, he's saying third wave, fourth wave, fourth wave. Yeah, exactly.
I genuinely think because of the pandemic as well, now there's a new blueprint for hip-hop completely. We spoke about it the last time. So I think once newer artists have mastered that blueprint, they'll come through like your Black Keys, like your Lucas Raps, and there'll be more than one person to look at for the game, and that's when it'll start to blow. Because imagine if we have like five people who are on like Black Keys level right now, and he drops Yeah, and then they all drop fire things as well. Hip hop will definitely be up there in the conversation.
Yeah.
So I think it's just about the current blueprint and people mastering that now.
Yeah, so patience.
It's
also not like there isn't five other songs that are probably better than Yeah or as good as Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. They are there, but they just not on radio and shit.
Ooh,
nobody gets to hear.
Amapiano
is doing so well right now.
And then do you guys think Amapiano will see a decline at some point?
Yeah.
2020.
It'll be a while.
Of course, but this one's gonna last longer than the rest.
Yeah,
like
same way. People thought Kwaito would live forever.
Exactly.
I feel like Amapiano is already evolving, bro. Like, we were talking about Amapiano rap, like Siga or whatever.
Yeah.
There's like new segments of Amapiano coming to life.
Yeah.
We see singers getting on, slowed down versions, whatever.
So, now it's longer than Chrome.
Yeah, it won't be the same, but it's still gonna be there. It's just gonna be different.
And there's always new people coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with that thing, you see, that's what's keeping it alive. The fact that you can sub-genre it. Like, there's Amapiano where it's like high tempo, niggas is rapping, wada, and then. Like more recent, at least. And then there's like a slowed down Amapiano with Blackie. Then there's Amapiano where there's no vocals.
And in the UK, they're implementing like the electronic aspect.
Yeah,
to
I was
going
to say
where's
that.
Gom? Joe, you couldn't sing a Gom,
dog.
Gom, you had to be here.
You had to be here. You had to be
here. You couldn't sing a Gom. Gom was, it had to be here. That's the sound. So with Amapiano, it caters for more. So that's why I think it's going to last longer.
Yeah. And I think because it's on an international level.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference, I think.
Yeah, but Gom also had an international level.
Did you know? Yeah, bro, I didn't follow that genre.
Yeah,
I think that's violent.
I think it's out there.
It went international.
It's literally on a Marvel movie, bro.
Because, so,
yeah.
Remember, you have Black Panther.
But then what's the SA equivalent of like a Drake cosign?
Ricky. I'd say Ricky.
I feel like AKA.
But is it guaranteed with a Ricky cosign?
Yes.
Is your fame guaranteed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at all the people.
There's only one person I say who didn't blow up. SPK.
Oh, okay.
Who got the Ricky cosign?
I don't even know.
But then also,
you're right.
Casper gave Mash the difference a cosign, but it didn't do anything for him. But I think like the Casper cosign can still do something.
Mash the difference.
No,
you're
but
right,
the thing
is
also
with
Mash,
right. He's like a rapper, like he raps. So obviously,
see, I feel like
work.
AKA could have been that guy, but he doesn't do it.
See, the fact that you can't even point out the people that have been cosigned by all these other guys besides Ricky. Now I'm saying besides Ricky, you can't point out who the other big top guys are.
Others
co-signed.
Don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think AKA could have been that person.
Could have been that guy.
I mean, he tried with that song, okay, but like it wasn't necessarily. But they were already known.
The Baddest Remix?
No. The Hills.
They could have gained traction.
I don't think it's like a one song kind of person that's needed in SA. It's a push.
Like Ricky will build your show.
Ricky pushes, bro.
I'm saying like if Costa, when Costa got booked, Ricky would come. You get what I'm saying? He wasn't saying Costa give me your money or whatever. And then when it's vice versa, also when Ricky had a show, he would say Costa come. You know what I'm saying? So Ricky is like one guy who pushed.
Hundreds.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, it was the literal sense of the word. Like, he co-signed you fully, took you on in this way. Whereas, like, with the Hills one, I feel like maybe even for his verse.
It was probably just the
feature. Because he didn't push that thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Tony Gallagher said that he pushed, but Ricky was on that.
Even Ricky said he's the one who, like, Costa said Ricky's the one who linked him with AKA.
But I know AKA used to push 25K. Not like heavy
The
first time I heard of 25K, it was at that orchestra thing he had at Menlyn. Like, that's the first time I saw 25K. Then after that, he literally just started pushing him. So I think it's about being boys, the peoples.
I guess also these top rappers are also fighting their own demons. Bro. Like, if you look at MT per se, who's going through a lot and now he's only coming back, there was no time for him to co-sign anybody because he's going through his own, or maybe even Questa with his label and whatever. He was going through things, so I guess now that hopefully once they're all at their level again, then they'll start pushing it. So I guess we'll see from that as well.
But as much as they truly, the biggest co-sign in SA is Ambitious Entertainment, whether you like it or not.
It's not an artist.
We can't call a label a co-sign now. That's a label for
it. It's your job, don't
get him saying that. That's a label for a reason.
But there's still people who wouldn't make it for Ambitious.
But in that, we can give like a young shout out to KO as well, because like he's really pushing guys as well.
Also, KO, damn.
KO
put on a lot of.
He's been putting on a lot of people.
Back in them days,
what smashes in this?
Oh, no, Moosey, though.
And he's still doing it.
Moosey.
Right,
he's still doing it right now.
I think it's clowned him for when he calls him Moosey. Yeah, but that's another chat.
For another day. For another day. But like, yeah, I think that's the episode. Great place to close off. Guys, streets are done. It has been what it is. Niggas sign out.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
That's what you can say, man.
Sure, sir.
Please hit us at the Stone of Connor 16. This is the Weevils.
Yeah, it's been Streets Are Done podcast with the Bros. It's been your boy, Stone of Connor K6 Unicorn, the one and only concert. We always say, Graf and the Bobby. Sure, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Streets is done.